Breaking out of the filter bubble. Listen to a presentation by an expert on internet safety about tricks to avoid the filter bubble.
We can see it every day around us. People normally are friends with people who like the same things as they do and who have the same opinion as they do. According to a recent study, white Americans have 91 times as many white friends as black friends. This happens not only in real life, but also online. Social networks have algorithms in place that show us posts or articles that they think we'll like. If both our friends and our news feeds most likely tell us things we already know or think, we risk living in a filter bubble. We hardly know anything about the big wide world around us and aren't likely to get to know many new things. Today, I want to tell you about a few tricks that might help you to burst that filter bubble once and for all. First, have a critical look at what search engine you use. The big search engines track your search history to find out what you're interested in. They then filter content and search results according to what they think you want to see. To avoid that, you shouldn't always use your favorite search engine, but use two or three. And there are also search engines that don't track anything, like the popular site DuckDuckGo.com. Second, ask yourself where you get your information from. If your main source of information is the newsfeed of your favorite social network, then you're likely stuck in a filter bubble. Get out there into the big wide world of the internet and get your information from different websites. Try to find websites by people with a different opinion, people you would normally not talk to. If you're a vegetarian, look for a website by a meat eater. If you're into pop music, look at the rapper's community from time to time. Finally, there are social networks. They are great fun, and you can stay in touch with all kinds of people. But again, if they only tell you what you already know or think, they'll just feed your filter bubble. To meet new people with different views, read through someone else's social network feed or follow somebody you wouldn't normally send a friendship request to. Apart from that, it might be fun to get to know your digital friends in real life. Of course, always make sure you know and trust the people you're going to meet and never meet them on your own or in private places. And that brings me to my last trick. Take some free time from the internet from time to time. There's a world behind that digital screen. Go outside and explore it.